Okay. Next up, vote for Chair Pro Tem. Bill, can you please call the roll? And
okay,
when your name is called, all you need to state, no explanations, no commentary, just say who you're voting for. If you're voting for Venetia Patel Adams or if you're voting for Teresa Allen.
Okay, Teresa. Teresa Allen, how do you vote? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Allen votes for Allen.
Adriana
Castaneda? Allen votes
okay.
for Allen. Thank you.
Okay, Teresa votes for Teresa Allen. Adriana Castaneda?
Venetia Patel Adams.
Okay, Adriana votes for Venetia. Bill Crozier votes for Teresa. Lyndon Foley?
Teresa.
Lyndon votes for Teresa. Bob Gartner?
Venetia.
Okay, Venetia. That was Bob Gardner voting for Venetia. Patrick Hoyt.
Teresa.
Okay, Teresa. Wally James.
Teresa.
Wally votes for Teresa. Dwayne Lark.
Well, you wouldn't allow it to go around. Venetia Patel Adams.
Okay, Dwayne votes for Venetia. Mike Lewis.
Teresa Allen.
Mike votes for Teresa. Marianne Martinez. Andrea Marianne. Susie Moreno?
I vote for Venetia.
Okay, Susie votes for Venetia. Venetia Patel Adams?
I vote for Patel Adams.
Okay, Venetia votes for Venetia. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy votes for Venetia Patel Adams.
Okay, Nancy votes for Venetia. Wendy Schrell?
Teresa Allen.
Okay, Wendy votes for Teresa. Deb Shafto.
Teresa Allen.
Deb votes for Teresa. Richard Uzel.
Teresa Allen.
Okay, Richard votes for Teresa. Rita Washington.
Patel Adams.
Rita votes for Venetia. Sandy Weinman.
Teresa.
Sandy votes for Teresa. Ted Weiskel.
Patel Adams.
Okay. Ted votes for Venetia. Going back, Marianne Martinez, I didn't hear you.
Allen.
Okay, Marianne votes for Teresa. Let's see, let me count. We have, for Teresa, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, I believe. For Venetia Patel Adams, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
I will vote for Teresa.
Does that make 12 for Teresa and 8 for Venetia?
Okay, thank you. That makes Teresa our Chair Pro Tem.
Excuse me, Chair. I think Bill miscounted, but I think it's 11 to 8.
Okay, Mary,
can you
let me read off the yeses. I mean, the Teresa ones for Teresa. Adriana, excuse me, Teresa's 1, Bill is 2, Lennon's 3, Patrick's 4, Wally's 5, Mike is 6, Marianne is 7, Sandra's 8, Wendy's 9, Deb is 10, Richard's 11, Sandy's 12. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
That's correct. I stand corrected.
Okay. So that being said, Teresa is now Chair Pro Tem of this committee, and I will let you take it from here for the election of the Pro Tem Secretary. The two candidates are Bill and Ted. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for nominating and voting for me, and thank you very much for those who are just participating in the process.
Request for information.
Yes, Ted.
Are we know about any comments by the candidates for pro tem secretary?
Are you saying you want to, like, each candidate to make a statement? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am not opposed, and I guess I should ask one question. Is there any opposition to each of the candidates making a one-minute statement before the vote? Is there any objection? Hearing none, we will do that. But I want to say one thing. I hope that moving forward, that if everyone could just assume good intentions. If you will assume good intentions about some of the decisions I make in the heat of this meeting, then I will assume the same for you. Okay?
Just be fair.
So, that's good. I'm hoping that you're assuming good intentions when you say be fair. That's what I've said I'm
fair.
Trying to do.
That's all you need to do.
That's right. Let's all be fair. Okay. Secretary, there are two nominations. I believe Ted Weiskel and Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier, would you make a one-minute statement about your service as interim secretary?
Well, yeah, I don't think I need to take a minute. I sent out draft minutes yesterday. I asked for suggestions or corrections at the previous meeting. I didn't get any before yesterday. I asked again. Ted sent me corrections. I incorporated those and sent them out again this afternoon. Apologize if I don't have everybody's email address correct, but if you don't like my minutes and want to try for somebody else, go ahead. No hard feelings. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Bill. Ted, you're up next.
If I'm elected Secretary Pro Tem, I won't wait until almost midnight of the night before a meeting to share that information with the body. I will make sure that our meetings are posted on KPFTX along with the agenda. I will make sure that points of order, if they are submitted in writing, are included in the report of the committee as they are expected to be. And I will not finagle with suggestions that I am putting in corrections when those corrections are not consistent with the request that members make. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Okay. So I guess since Bill is participating in this, I think I will attempt to count the votes as we go. So your choices are Bill Crozier or Ted Weiskel. Okay. And I'm going to, since I'm interim chair, I'm going to wait on my vote. Okay, so Adrian Casaneve.
Ted Weiskel.
Ted Weiskel, thank you. Bill Crozier.
Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Crozier says Crozier. Foley.
Bill.
Foley says Bill Crozier. Bob Gartner.
I vote for Ted.
Ted Weiskel, okay. Wally James.
Bill Crozier.
Bill Crozier. All right. Dwayne Lark.
Ted.
Ted Weiskel. Mike Lewis.
Bill Crozier.
Bill Crozier, thank you. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez, I can't hear you. Susie Moreno?
Can't Ted.
Hear you. Thank Ted. You, Ted Weiskel. Thank you. Appreciate it. Ted Weiskel. All right. Sandra Rawline? Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you. Patel Adams? Venetia Patel Adams. I can't hear you. Nancy Sabarno.
This is V. Patel Adams. Sorry, yes. I was on mute. I vote for Ted.
Okay, Ted Weiskel, thank you. Nancy Sabarno Tomi.
Yes, Chair, could you request everybody mute? Because I hear people
yes,
talking.
Fine. Everybody, please mute until it's your time. I'm trying to be alphabetical, but there are a few mistakes here in the way I'm tallying so far. So, Nancy, what do you, how do you vote?
Crozier,
Weisel. Okay. Deb Shafto?
Bill.
Bill Crozier. Wendy Schrell?
Chair, can you ask them to mute?
I did ask them to mute. Okay. Wendy Schrell?
They're talking.
I vote for Bill.
Okay. Bill Crozier. Rita Washington?
Ted Weisel.
Thank you, Ted Weisel. Richard Uzel.
Crozier.
Bill Crozier. Sandy Weinman.
I abstain, thank you.
Thank you, abstain. Ted Weisel. Ted Weisel. How do you
vote for myself.
All right. Sandra Rawline, how do you vote?
I vote for Bill.
Okay. Sandra Rawline votes for Bill Crozier. Patrick Hoyt, how do you vote?
For Bill.
Bill Crozier, thank you. And Alan votes for Crozier. Is there anyone whose name I didn't call?
I didn't hear you call Mike Lewis, and I couldn't hear Mary Ann's vote.
I believe Mike Lewis said Crozier, and I need to come back to Mary Ann Martinez. Mary Ann, we did not hear your vote.
Bill Crozier.
Thank you, Mike. Mary Ann Martinez?
Crozier.
Crozier, thank you. Okay, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I count 11 for Crozier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 for Weisel and 1 abstention. Okay. So Crozier has been elected secretary pro tem. All right. So going back to the agenda, I believe we are on taking nominations for chair.
Madam Chair, Rita Washington.
Okay. Yes, Rita.
I nominate Vanessa Patel Adams.
Okay. Rita Washington nominates Patel Adams. Venetia Patel Adams, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe that there has previously been a nomination for Mary Ann Martinez. Mary Ann Martinez, do you accept that nomination at this time?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
No.
No, okay. Any other nominations?
I'll nominate Rita.
Okay. Susie Moreno nominates Rita Washington. Rita, do you accept? Rita, I can't hear you. I cannot hear Rita Washington accept.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill Crozier.
I'd like to nominate Sandra Rawling.
Sandra, do you accept?
Can you hear me? Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, Rita. What do you say?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Yes, I accept. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, Rita accepts. Okay, and Sandra, do you accept?
Yes, Madam Chair, I accept.
Okay. So we have Patel Adams, Sandra Rawline, Rita Washington. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Hearing none, we're going to go for a vote. Bill, do you want to call?
Wait a minute.
This
are we going to do this by mail?
I'm sorry.
The vote can't happen today.
Old habits hard to break.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Perhaps in light of this, maybe we should ask for a one-minute statement from each of these three candidates. So moving forward, when people vote, they can remember what promises they made or what plans they had. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Venetia Patel, would you like to make a one-minute or less statement about your service as chair of MSRC?
Request for information. This is Dwayne Lark. Request for information.
Yes, go ahead, Dwayne.
Madam Chair, if this person is going to be serving, in a very important capacity. Why are you limiting them to 60 seconds? Why don't you just allow them to make a statement and give them the time to tell that you can't tell anybody about your experience and what you've done in 60 seconds or less? And why are we in a rush in terms of that this is the most important job, this is one of the most important things we're doing, choosing this person? Why are you limiting it to 60 seconds?
Well, I can only speak from my experience when I was serving on the national board. I don't remember people running for chair of the search for the executive director being unlimited. I just picked an arbitrary time. Shall we say
okay.
2 minutes max?
Yeah. And then are we going to have questions for the candidate?
I would say no. I would say no, but...
So why would you, since you are arbitrarily making these decisions, and since
mm-hmm.
this is the most significant decision we're going to make as a committee, and since this person is going to need to have at least some skill set that we can't just assume, why would you say no?
Well, I would say because you and several other people mentioned that you had other things to do today. And
I did not mention anything, so get it straight. I did not say that, Madam Chair. So
Other people did.
That, you know, I know that people think
okay.
you have, but I didn't
okay.
say that.
Never mind. Okay. So the issue is, Bill, we'll say
time.
up to two minutes, and go ahead, Bill.
Can you hear me?
I don't know.
It's 1 minute.
Somebody
until,
says, can you hear me? But I'm not getting
it.
That's Wendy. I have a suggestion. Go after Bill. That's fine.
Whoever has dogs, mute.
And I would like to say, this is Susie, that is not my dog today, so I don't know who else has dogs.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank
and then
you.
Wendy.
You know, it's 4 o'clock. We have 20 people on the committee. If each of those, if even just half those people ask a question, and each of the candidates gets to answer it, we'll be here till probably 7 or 8 o'clock. And we all
okay.
know each other. We don't need Q&A. Thank you.
Okay. So, Wendy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just had a suggestion. I mean, so we're going to be voting between this meeting and the next meeting, right, is when we're going to be sending in the ballots. I was just going to suggest that we be given the instructions of how this is going to work and or what to look for if it's being sent to us by email or whatever. And then if you guys want to ask questions and stuff after that, you know, it wouldn't matter if people dropped off the call, that's all. But I would be one that thinks that we wouldn't need to spend a whole lot of time on this. Yes, it's really important committee, but we spent a lot of time with each other anyway. It's not like we're all brand new.
Good point. So I would say this. What we're going to do is we're going to take these nominations. Each one will make an up to 2 minute statement. We will go through items number 5, 6, 7, and then we will adjourn. And after we adjourn, those people that want to stay on and ask questions of the three candidates may do that. Okay?
Point of information, Nancy.
Is there an objection to that?
No, it seems
okay.
to be a reasonable compromise.
All right, one more thing. There is a little bit of static coming on. I would ask everybody. Well, I tell you what, Wendy, it seems like I heard the static when you came on. Can you mute?
Is it water?
No, it's not. Yeah. Not water. Okay, everybody mute unless you're speaking. Okay, so we're first going to go to Patel Adams. Venetia, would you please make an up to 2 minute statement about what you would do as chair?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me if I'm a little bit scatterbrained tonight because I have been up all day doing this jail support. So I was previously chair for 2 years of the committee, and while I was chair was the first time in like at least 8, 9, 10 years that there had been reports completed and approved by the LSB for the manager and the program director. Like I said, that had not been done in years. And while I was chair, we did it 2 years in a row. And then last year, I was not chair. I would hope that y'all would vote for me for chair because I have proven to get stuff accomplished in the MSRC, in the Management Selection and Review Committee. And like I've been telling y'all before, it's not an easy committee. It is a lot of work. We do work as a committee, but there is definitely a lot of work that the chair has to do. I don't really know what else to say. I feel like, you know, if you talk to people who were in the committee while I was chair before, they can probably answer your questions and feel free to ask me any questions. I guess the only thing I really want to reiterate is that the record speaks for itself. There had been absolutely no reports done by the committee for about 8 to 10 years at least. So, like, that's at minimum. And I completed a report 2 years in a row. While I was chair, the committee actually came up with the process to do a report. And it was the committee, but it was a lot of work by me to come up with that process. And it was commended by PNB members as being like a great process, a very fair process to complete the report. So I know our task this year is different, but I am very confident that by like the end of summer, we can have this going and have at least candidates to pick. I don't know if y'all want to do questions for the rest of my time, or maybe I don't know if
Your time is up now.
Okay, thank you.
Sandra Rawline, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is it my turn? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't want to take a lot of time, but I will say that I am committed to utilizing the resources that are being provided to us by the Pacifica Foundation and guidelines with the EEOC in order to make sure that any work done by this committee in our search for a permanent general manager are adhered to by the laws dictating this type of management search, the postings, the vetting of the resumes, the secure receipt of the resumes that will be in compliance with the EEOC guidelines as spelled out by the PNB. I am committed because we are in a situation where time is of the essence. We don't even know going a few weeks down the road whether we will even have funds to actually post the job application. But if we do get the money to do that, we need to make sure that we spend it wisely and we spread this request for resumes far and wide to as many people that are qualified to be considered for the position, and that those resumes be properly vetted according to the EEOC guidelines. It's a very important committee. It's essential that we have a qualified general manager who can offer leadership to our station, and really time is of the essence. When I was on the Pacifico National Board in 2009, I was on the personnel committee, and I understand fully what entails getting those resumes posted, getting the job descriptions accurate, and then vetting those resumes and allowing the body to have an opportunity to review and make decisions. It's a collaborative effort. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience. Okay. Rita Washington.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. I believe that I am the most qualified of the candidates, although I definitely know both of my other persons are qualified as well. I was successful in leading the last MSRC wherein the candidates were given to the IED for selecting a GM for KPFP. We went through a very tedious process. However, it was a fair process. And all of the members had the of the committee had the opportunity to use their skills and abilities to help us to form a slate of a pool of candidates that were excellent, and any of them would have been the proper person to head KPFP. The process is tedious. You have to be able to pull together information as well as get persons to work together, collaboration. That's what works on MSRC. I believe that I'm impartial and fair to everyone, and also done the work. So I know what it entails, and I would like you to give me the opportunity to prove that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That was under time. You should get some points for that. All right. So those are the statements, and I want to remind you that you should look for your ballot. You may want to go to KPFTX and go to KPFT MSRC committee and check that your proper email is there. If you've been receiving the notifications, it should be proper there, okay? All right, so I think the next item on this agenda would be the secretary. May I ask who? Nancy?
Nancy.
Bear with
yes.
me 1 minute, Nancy. Sandra, you are the one that kind of coordinated things with Terry Goodman. Is there anything else we need to tell people about looking for their ballots?
Well, I just need to make sure that I have everybody's, well, I don't, but now you will be responsible for making sure that you have everybody's accurate email address and a contact phone number. On the list that Lydia sent me, there was also a request for a person's proper mailing address. And I'm not quite sure why that's included. I'm guessing if he can't make contact via email or via phone, that he might send a letter to make sure that people got their ballots. I don't know. But,
wow.
You know, that's the gist of it. I mean, it was a very detailed document, and like I said, she sent it to both Dwayne and myself and a couple of PNB members from KPFT.
Okay.
Well,
this is what I would like. I would like everyone on this committee to take the time to send me their name, their email, their phone number, and their address. And I will make sure that it gets to Terry Goodman and Fred Blair. Now, I have recently changed my
Adriana?
Email.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Adriana?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
So, everybody mute. Everybody mute. I'm hearing static. So, everybody please send me your name, your email, your phone number, and your physical address. I will make sure I get that to Terry Goodman and Fred Blair so you get your ballot.
Teresa, okay? Is Wendy on the stack?
Okay, I heard Adriana Cassanet, then I heard Wendy.
Nancy was before Adriana.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Nancy, Adriana, Wendy, and then Sandra. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, what I was going to say, exactly what Sandra, and then you repeated. Send those things, information to the present pro tem chair. But one more thing, only the people who have a password can get into the committee list email and phone number. So only you can do that, Teresa. I mean, we cannot do this. So you told people to go
okay.
look on the committee and see, and we don't have a password. We cannot get in there.
Okay,
so
I tell you what.
Scratch that out.
Thank you, Nancy.
That's
then this is what I'm going to do. When everybody sends that information to me, I'm going to go into KPFTX and make sure that it is all listed properly there. Okay? Thank you, Nancy. Adriana?
I have a point of information.
Go ahead with your point.
I believe the members of this committee need to realize that when the ballots go out, that you may need to have Terry Goodman's email as well, because when you hear that they have been sent out, you don't have yours, first check your spam, because they do tend to go to spam because you haven't received any previous mail from him. And when you see that it is not in spam, don't wait until the last day or two. Immediately contact Terry to indicate you did not receive the ballot.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Dwayne. Adriana.
Yes, ma'am, request for information. Are we going to be giving Terry Goodman's information so that we could contact him if we don't get it?
If you like, I will send you out. Let me ask you this. Sandra, did they say when the ballots would be sent out?
No, because we didn't have any nominations until just now.
Okay.
Let me look here.
I know that
on the PNC officer election that he required the ballots to be completed at least one or two days prior to the announcement of the winners. So when we're keeping, and this is what I was going to say on the stack anyway, was that we need to figure out a time frame. I would recommend that the time frame be from this Monday, tomorrow, June the 1st, through Friday, June the 5th. And that would be the deadline for the ballot.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. I'm going to cut you off here. Everyone, I want you to please make sure that you send me those four things, your name, your email, your phone, your address. Send that to me today, and I will make sure that it gets to Terry Goodman so the ballots go out tomorrow. If you do not receive a ballot tomorrow, I recommend that you call me, and I will personally follow up on it.
Dwayne Lark to the stack, Madam Chair.
Okay.
You're not going to make the determination that they go out tomorrow because Terry.
I said I will personally try to make sure that they get out.
I know, but it's not reasonable to. I'm not admonishing you. I'm just giving you some advice. It's not reasonable to assume that he has nothing else to do. He's doing this as a volunteer on top of his normal daily. So I would move that we send the nominations to Mr. Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
And ask Mr. Goodman to send the nominations out Wednesday and give a certain time which he could agree to, because if he has a problem with it, he's going to email
you
back. But he likes to get motions from bodies, not instructions from a chair.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is what I'm going to do, Dwayne. I'm going to send him an email today with the names of the nominees and also all of the information that I'm getting from you. So I would like an email from you, if anyone on this committee wants quick information, I suggest that you call me, because I don't want things lost in my email. If you need quick response, you're not sure of something, call me. Okay, Adriana.
Bill, I was asked to be on the stack earlier.
Okay, but on the line, next in line was Adriana, then Wendy, then Sandra, then Bill. Okay, Adriana. And then Susie.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yes. Well, I want to make a motion because, like Wayne said.
Absolutely.
When I said, we need to give Terry Goodman receive the motion form approved from the committee, and he worked on that. I believe that we should make a motion that the ballots will be returned by Friday, which day is the next Friday. By Friday, we receive he closed the receiving of ballots next Friday.
Okay, would you write down your motion here, because it's kind of long, and I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, it's not long. What I said is, We
I move. Start with the word
I move that we pass a motion closing the receiving of ballots but Friday, this next Friday. But we need to be sure that the that Terry Goodman, I don't know if anybody talked to him, because like Bill, like Dwayne said, I don't know if he will be available. But if we can, he can give us till Friday at, I don't know, midnight. Maybe that will be enough. Friday, which day is Friday? I don't remember.
Okay, there is a person who did speak to Terry Goodman, and that was Lydia Brazan, and then she gave the information to Sandra Rawline. I think that we can't order him to have the deadline for Friday unless I know that I can get everything that I need from you and get it to him by today.
Correct.
Teresa, Bill,
yes.
I'm sorry, Terry Goodman worked with motions from a committee. If people, I think that the problem started with Bill, they start putting different addresses, because email addresses. We have there posted the original emails that everybody wants, and Otis posted there. I don't know why that was changed later by Bill, or I don't know who, but was changed later. We can do all of that today. If people want to vote, they can send you the information today. And we will make the motion say that next Friday at midnight is the deadline for returning ballots, period. That is the decision of this committee. I think that that will make more sense.
Point of information.
You still got me on the
spot. I'm sorry. I'm just very confused. The motion is you want me. The motion is write it down. Write your motion down, because I'm not understanding it.
That's reasonable.
Okay. I'm going to Wendy. While Adriana's writing the motion down, I'm going to Wendy. Wendy.
Okay, I just wanted to say, for anybody who does not know Terry, he's very professional at this, and he's done a lot of them. And so the main thing I wanted to point out, why I got on this, I mean, I think that Terry should send us the instructions on, you know, with the ballots, if that's how they do it these days, I'm not sure, but it would be the most clear. And I think, can't we agree that the LSB at KPFT.org does expand to everybody's individual correct email list? If they have to, they can send a reminder to the whole LSB, even with the instruction that a few of you are getting this who maybe aren't on the committee. Please disregard, but I just want to make sure everybody's getting it. So then if anybody doesn't send you their email address, they'll still be included that way. And the other thing was that it's our responsibility to be able to vote, not the chair's responsibility to run after all of us if we didn't do it yet. So I hope that they'll remind us if they didn't get one, but if they don't, it can't hold up the whole election. Please, everybody,
well, as I
make
said,
sure
as
you
I
get
said,
the
if you don't get
vote.
Okay, as I said, if you don't get the ballot, you can call me, and I will be happy to get with Terry and find out what the problem is.
Uh-huh. Point of information.
If need be, I'll give you his contact information. So, yeah, go ahead. I think that's Mary Ann.
Yeah, Teresa, I was just going to say that when we mail you the information, I have two email addresses for you. Which email do I send it to?
It doesn't matter which email you send it to. I will get them both. But
okay.
I'm now using a Gmail address with my full my name as it was before, and then the number 3, and the gmail.com.
The other question I had was, would it be easier if we all put the same subject line, same thing in the subject line, so you could find
fine.
What do you want to put
line,
in there?
MSRC.
Okay.
This
Thank
is Sandra.
You.
Would you give
okay,
us
Sandra is next. Sandra is next.
Oh, okay. Request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Sandra's going to clarify and answer your question before you ask it.
Why don't you email address, Madam Chair?
Okay. I would rather not leave my email address on this, but my email address is teresajallen3@gmail.com.
Okay. One more time, please.
teresajallen3@gmail.com.
Thank you.
But either that or the other one will do, as I stated. Sandra.
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know that when you receive... Okay, first off, Terry Goodman is fully aware that this election is happening. He was included in the email that Lydia sent out along with Fred Blair. But when you get the instructions from Terry along with your ballot, it will tell you where to send your ballot to Terry's email address and to Fred Blair's email address. The subject line will say something to the effect of MSRC or KPFT MSRC election ballot. It will have the word ballot in there. So that's what you want to look for. That's the way he's done it before in the past. He is very professional. I know that his main request whenever we're setting deadlines is to give him at least 24 to 48 hours after the deadline in order to tally the votes and make the announcement. And the other issue was to make sure that everybody had Teresa's current email address and her phone number. So thank you. That's all I've got.
All right. So I have Adriana, have you finished sending me the motion? Adriana, I can't hear you. Adriana, have you sent me the motion? I can't hear
yes.
you.
Yes, I did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right. I'm looking for it.
I tried to put all the names there, but you know, I was trying to put it together really fast. And can you, Chair, please ask the people to stop making noises? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Could you add
all
me
right.
to the stack, Dwayne Lark?
Yes, Dwayne. Okay. So next on the stack is Bill, and then Susie, and then Dwayne Lark.
Okay, thank you. What Dwayne and Adriana says is correct. You know, we can't just assume that Terry will be available whenever we want to do this, so we do need to coordinate with him. I've done it before. I would like to work with you, Sandra. And then I think we need to let the committee know the status as we're going along. And I haven't seen the motion. I don't know if it was sent to the committee, but it should include, if it doesn't already, then I want to move to amend it to say that the deadline be this Friday or whatever date Adriana specified, but also add the words, or as soon as possible thereafter, depending on Terry Goodman's availability.
Okay, I'm reading the
motion
right now,
because there's multiple things that could play him getting
sent out. Bill, let me read the motion. Can I read the motion,
okay.
Bill? I move that, colon, the deadline for receiving the ballots with the votes for the KPFT MSRC permanent chair and permanent secretary will be June 5th, 2020 at midnight central time.
Okay, can you please forward it to me? I need it for the minutes, and also I still want to make that amendment. I move that amendment.
Okay. So you want it to read, I've just sent it to you, Bill, and the motion reads, I move that the deadline, quote, the deadline for receiving the ballots with the votes for the KPFT MSRC permanent chair and permanent secretary will be June 5th, 2020 at midnight central time. And you want to add the words or what?
Or as soon as possible afterwards, depending on Terry Goodman's availability.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark has some pertinent information, if you would allow me to state it.
Just a minute here. Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne Lark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it'll save us a whole lot of time going back and forth with this. Our adept and able IED has already worked out all of these issues. If you will permit me to read into the record an email exchange between Terry Goodman and our IED. It will solve all of this going back and forth with Bill and Adriana and yourself.
May I ask a question? Dwayne, are you saying that you don't think we need an official motion from this chair? Like, we're discussing Adriana Casanave's motion, which is on the floor. Are you saying you don't think we need this motion?
Well, let me read the subject matter of the email, and you then can make that determination. And I can agree with you or not, but I think it's best to hear the information that Terry has already agreed to a process.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
From the Pacifica Executive Director on May 30th, Lydia. This is from Terry Goodman. Headline, header, Lydia. Arranging for an election via electronic mail at Pacifica by Terry Goodman. To arrange for an election via electronic mail at Pacifica, the following are needed. Terry gives a she gives a question, he gives an answer. Identification, point one, identification of the position or positions being filled. The answer. KPFT Management Selection and Review Committee Chair. Item two, identification of the teller and secretary ballot recipient. Suggested, Terry Goodman and Fred Blair. I remind you, this is an exchange between Lydia Bazon, the IED, and Terry Goodman himself. Item three, a roster of voters, including names, email addresses, and phone numbers. See attached draft and send corrections to Terry Goodman and Otis McClay. That's where you could come in, Madam Chair, to clarify whatever information has been done. He can't get too much. It can't be a redundancy. Item four, the methodology and timeline for nomination. Any committee member may self-nominate or nominate another committee member via email to the teller. Copy it to the secondary ballot recipient prior to Monday, June 1st, 2020, at 11:59 Central Time. I'll repeat that. Item four, the methodology and timeline for nomination. Any committee member may self-nominate or nominate another committee member via mail to the teller. So either one of us can do what we just did, and I advise we do it. Copies to the secondary ballot recipient and or no later than Monday, June 1st, 11:59 Central. And it's three more, really. Number five, the methodology and timeline for the ballot distribution. Ballots and instructions shall be distributed to voters via email from the teller prior to Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020, at 11:59 Central Standard Time. So that was point five.
Okay. All right.
Point six, methodology and timeline for ballot return. Ballots to be returned to the teller and secondary ballot recipient by Friday, June 5th, 2020, at 11:59 p.m. Central Time, pursuant to detailed instructions sent with each ballot on Wendy's point. Number seven, a scheduled ballot or a scheduled public tally at a time convenient to both ballot recipients. Tentatively, a Zoom teleconference on Sunday, June 7, 2020, at 12 noon Central Time. And finally, point eight, a methodology for the resolution of ties. Upon finalization of the tally, subsequent to the resolution of any ties, the teller will email a teller's report to all voters. The election is completed when the results are ratified by majority vote at a meeting, almost as good as ratification. The chair or chair pro tem may announce or declare the results of the election as a ruling. Invite objections, then resolve the objections, if any, as normal challenges to a chair's ruling. So finally, our last comment I'll make is for those of you who want to write down Terry Goodman's email address, so you won't have it if you don't get a ballot. That's the whole point. So if you want to write it down and have it just in case you don't get a ballot, his email address is T. Goodman, that's T as in Terry, the word good, G-O-O-D, man, M-A-N, Terry Goodman dot K-P-F-K, as in the radio station, K-P-F-K, K, Paul, for Fox.
Whatever, K-P-F-K, we get it.
All right.
KPFT St. Paul, what?
See, she didn't get it. So let me say it again. The email address is T for Terry.
Oh, my God.
Well, God ain't got nothing to do with this. We got enough people on the line that need to hear.
Could you just email us all this, Dwayne, the motion?
No, I won't. Somebody's not going to get it.
Okay, okay.
tgoodman.kpfk at gmail. tgoodman.kpfk at gmail.com.
Okay,
thank
fine.
You for your-
okay, I'm going to suggest that we have a substitute motion to Adriana Casanave's motion. Number one, the motion is that we accept the timeline as proposed by Terry Goodman. Number two, that the chair, that the secretary send the current candidates that were nominated from this meeting on May 31st. And the third thing is that the secretary send Terry Goodman the name, the phone, the email, and the address of all of the people who will be voting. So that's my motion. It's a substitute motion. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, do we have any objection to this motion?
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
I can't send the timeline to him if Dwayne refuses to send it to me. I need the text of
the
PNB motion.
He's the one who.
Well, I need the text
timeline.
Of the PNB motion, please.
I can send you both, Bill. I'll send it to everybody on the committee that I have correct email addresses for.
Well,
thank you,
Sandra. We just heard the timeline. It was read to us. So the motion is that we as a committee accept that timeline, that we are sending a letter to Terry Goodman saying we accept the timeline, we accept we're sending the names of the candidates that were nominated at this meeting so he can take more up until his deadline on Monday, but we're sending him what we've got so far, so you don't need to resend it. And the third item is that the secretary will send Terry those four things. I will get them from you. I will look for that, and I will give them to Bill. Bill will send them to Terry. So is there any objection to this substitute motion? Hearing none. Any objection to this motion?
Can you have it in writing?
Yes. I will send it. I will send it out. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Madam Chair, send
it to
the
committee?
Request for information.
Yes,
so
go
ahead.
So do we
send that information to Bill or do we send it to you?
They're going to send it to me, and I'll tell you this. I've already received several of them. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Madam
Chair.
Still send it to me because I don't want to have to give out more information. So going back to the agenda, I think we are now on the secretary. We have two nominations. I believe the nominations have ended.
Who are the nominees? Now, is this for permanent chair? I mean, is it for permanent secretary?
There were three nominations for permanent chair. That was Patel Adams, Rawline, and Washington, and they've made their statements. Now we're going to secretary, and the two candidates were Crozier and Weisgel, and I like
permanent
Crozier.
Or pro tem?
Permanent secretary.
Okay.
Bill Crozier, can you make your statement up to 2 minutes?
I think we already did that.
Oh, did we? I'm sorry. Okay, well, you got me. All right, so I think those nominations have closed. So we're going on
Teresa,
to item number five.
Nancy?
Go ahead,
Teresa.
Nancy.
Yeah, when Bill said we did that already, that's true, but that was for pro tem secretary.
Right.
May I make a friendly?
No, wait a minute. Stop me if I'm wrong. Bill, did you make a 2-minute statement about serving as permanent secretary?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember, but if I didn't, then you can just accept the same thing I already said. Is that what
you're saying? So let Ted make his statement then. He don't want
okay.
one.
So I don't even remember the statements from the temporary, but